Ted was a notable presence in my life during the 4 years I researched and wrote the book. More than once, I dreamed that someone was climbing onto a precipice and trying to enter my bedroom. Jerry. Before Ted, there was Jerome Henry Brudos, also known as the Lust Killer and the Shoe Fetish Slayer. He wasn't nearly as good-looking as Ted. Brudos was born in South Dakota, but his family drifted westward, finally settling in Salem, just 20 miles from Corvallis. His mother reportedly had wanted a girl and dressed Brudos in girl's clothing. By age 5, he had a thing for women's shoes. He began to stalk women as a teenager, knocking them down or choking them, and stealing their shoes. After threatening to stab one woman, he spent 9 months in the state mental hospital in Salem. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and then he was released. After some training as an electronics technician, he married a 17-year-old girl and fathered 2 children. At one time, he worked at a Corvallis radio station, which is creepy since my father spent 40 years in what became public radio in Oregon. Brudos came and went frequently from Corvallis since his